1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Well, look, we know relationships are tough, especially long-term relationships, with, what, 50% of marriages ending in divorce? Well, my next guest has some answers. Pastor Dave Willis joins us, author of the book, The Seven Laws of Love, Essential Principles for Building Stronger Relationships. Pastor Willis, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on the program.
And you've become one of America's most trusted voices on issues related to marriage, faith, and family. How did you become so focused on this issue?
Well, it happened probably about 5 years ago when my wife and I had been in ministry for a while. We were just seeing a breakdown in marriages of our own friends, of our own relatives, of people in the church where we served, and we just wanted to be part of the solution. And so we started by simply creating a Facebook page and calling it Marriage, and just every day posting encouraging resources to help people in their marriages. Messages started pouring in by the hundreds and then the thousands of people sharing what they were going through in their marriages. Mm-hmm. And over time, that page has grown to about 865,000 subscribers and it's kind of just helped us put our thumb on the pulse of the modern state of marriage and family. Mm-hmm. And we just have a desire to help. You know, you shared some stats there right at the beginning, and clearly we don't have to look too far around to see that a lot of marriages, a lot of families are struggling.
Then what is the primary reason that people can't seem to stay together?
Gosh, well, it's a lot. Part of it is we don't have a lot of healthy examples to look to. I mean, we you know, idolize and glamorize the people in Hollywood and on the cover of magazines, but most of those relationships end up not lasting. So we're not looking to the right source to learn what a relationship should really be about. So with the seven laws of love,
should we look to our parents, or is that not a good idea either?
I mean, your parents, if they were a great example, but sadly, a lot of us, even with our parents, didn't have necessarily the best example, because in our culture, we've taken this concept of love, which is really more than anything else, is a commitment. When we look at someone and say, I love you, what we're saying more than anything else is I'm committed to you. I'm going to be there for you. But in our mindset, we've shifted it to just be all about feelings, which are changing and are fickle. So in a marriage, when our feelings start to change, or when we're not happy with our spouse, or they're not doing the things we think they should, instead of basing it on that commitment, we start thinking, well, this person isn't making me happy anymore, and so I must have married the wrong one. And then we get out of the relationship, and we take all of our baggage, and we recreate it with somebody else. And so our whole mindset is shifted in the wrong direction with these things.
As a pastor, what do you think about couples that don't have religion in their life in terms of their ability to have a long-term relationship?
Well, the principles themselves, I mean, the seven laws of love, what they are, I mean, they're simple concepts like love requires commitment, love selflessly sacrifices. Anyone of any faith background or no faith background at all could take these seven principles and apply them to their own relationship. And you're going to see instant results because these things are timeless. They work for all of us. Now, obviously, as a Christian, I believe firmly that if you build all of that on a foundation of faith, then your marriage is going to be much stronger than it could have been otherwise. But I would challenge any listeners out there, regardless of where you are in your faith, to just try these principles out. I mean, just put them into action. You've really got nothing to lose. And these are going to work because they've worked for thousands of years. And I guarantee if you think about the healthiest, happiest couples in your own life, in your own family, they're practicing these. Their relationships, rooted in commitment, and those sorts of things.
I have to say, it's hard to tell, you know, from the outside. Sometimes you think a couple's happy. They seem happy, but then they get divorced. Something went wrong inside the relationship, even though on the outside it looks okay. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that a lot of times couples are really good at putting on the facade of, you know, playing the part, because, you know, again, in our culture, we don't really see each other's behind the scenes because of social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, all of it. We show the world our highlight reel, but we don't necessarily show many people what's actually going on. Hmm. So on Facebook, on Instagram, you know, it could be these pictures of a perfect, happy couple and family, but so many times behind the scenes, there's a huge disconnect that can ultimately lead to divorce. And so the key is to not just have the appearance of a healthy relationship, but to really make sure that it's rooted in these things that are going to help it thrive.
Talking to Pastor Dave Willis, author of the new book, The Seven Laws of Love, Essential Principles for Building Stronger Relationships. Give me the number one law that you'd consider.
Well, I think the number one law is coming back to that commitment thing. And we really show our commitment to somebody through our consistency. And one very quick story I'll share that's in the book, a couple that I know named Harold and Louise. They've been married more than 50 years. They still act like a couple teenagers in love. I asked her one time, what's the secret? And she said, well, there's a lot more than just one secret, but I'll tell you one. And it's doing things with consistency. And she said her husband, Harold, on the one-month anniversary of their first date, he brought her a rose to celebrate that first month they'd been together. And then with kind of tears forming in her eyes, she smiled and said, it's been 648 months since that first date, and every single month on that one-month anniversary, he's brought me a rose. And I felt like a jerk when she said that because I've never done anything that romantic in my life. But the key is, and what I took away from them and their story, is it's not necessarily the big one-time things we do for our spouse, but it's what are we doing with consistency, showing them our commitment through our daily actions, through the words we speak to them, through those little gestures of kindness that we're investing into the relationship daily, weekly, monthly, year after year. That's really what's going to make the relationship thrive.
Was it once a month he gets his wife a rose?
Yeah. Once a month, every month for more than 50 years.
Have you started buying your wife flowers since you heard that story? Or?
I've bought her a few more flowers than I had, but I still haven't gotten up to the once a month, every month. I think that's one I should have started earlier.
I guess you'd be copycatting that one. What's the most romantic thing you do in your relationship, would you say?
Oh, man, well, it's usually not something glamorous. You know, we tend to think of, like, I've got to fly off to Paris and, you know, we got to kiss at the Eiffel Tower with fireworks going off. And a lot of times the most romantic thing you can do are simple things that are meaningful to your spouse. If you ask my wife, what's the most romantic thing he does for you?
Yeah.
She would probably say, at the end of every day, you know, when I prop my feet up, he gives me a foot rub every night. And I would bet that's what Ashley would say is the most romantic thing, because to her, she really appreciates that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so find those little things that your spouse really appreciates. It might be love notes. It might be bringing a little gift just to say that you're on my mind. It might be doing some chores around the house or the yard that they normally do just to say, you know what, I want to lighten your load a little bit. I want to do this for you. And let them know that you love them, that they're on your mind, and that you want to make their life better every single day, and look for ways to do that constantly, and your marriage is going to start improving on its own.
Yeah, the foot rub idea, that's a great one, actually. Pastor Dave Willis, the book, The Seven Laws of Love, Essential Principles for Building Stronger Relationships, also online, strongermarriages.org, also davewillis.org. Pastor Willis, thanks.
Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
We're coming right back with a lot more. I'm Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS.